Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Both houses of parliament face adjournments amid ruckus over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's remarks. Government to refer One Nation, One election-related bills to the Joint Parliamentary Committee. Five terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kulgam district in Jammu and Kashmir. Gunfight still in progress. Government allocates nearly 400 crore rupees for road development projects in Arunachal Pradesh. Central Railway to run 34 special trains in view of Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj next month. U.S. Federal Reserve slashes interest rates by 0.25% for the third time this year to tackle inflation. Both Houses of Parliament have been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition parties' ruckus over the remarks of the Union Home Minister Amit Shah over Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met for the day, opposition parties including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others started sloganeering against the remarks of the Union Home Minister. Some protesting members also trooped into the well. Amid pandemonium, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Similar scenes were witnessed in the Rajya Sabha when the House met for the day. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs over the remarks of Mr. Shah and other issues. Opposition members from the Congress, DMK, Aam Aadmi Party, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others raised slogans against the Home Minister. The chairman urged for order in the House but in vain. Later he adjourned the House till 2 p.m. BJP MPs today staged a protest outside Parliament, accusing the Congress of insulting Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The party members carrying placards raised slogans against the opposition over the issue. Talking to media, former Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur alleged that the Nehru-Gandhi family always disrespected Dr. Ambedkar. He also alleged that Jawaharlal Nehru himself conspired against Dr. Ambedkar to make him lose elections and forced him to quit politics. Opposition parties also continued their protest in Parliament House complex on Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. The members from the Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD, Left and others joined the protest. BJP MPs Pratap Sarangi and Mukesh Rajput were injured in the Parliament House complex today amid protest and counter-protest by the ruling BJP and opposition members. Talking to media, Mr. Sarangi alleged that leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, pushed an MP who fell on him, after which he got injured. He added that he was standing near the stairs when Mr. Gandhi came. Sources said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called on the injured MPs and inquired about their health. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the incident. He alleged that Congress MPs, led by Mr. Gandhi, assaulted the BJP MP. He objected to the conduct of the senior Congress leader using physical power.
आज पार्लियामेंट का मुख्य द्वार में बीजेपी एनडीए एमपीस का प्रदर्शन चल रहा था जिस जगह कांग्रेस और बाकी साथी दल हर रोज खड़ा करते हैं और वहां प्रदर्शन करते हैं आज बीजेपी एमपीस अपने एनडीए सहयोग के साथ वहां खड़े कर रहे थे तो राहुल गांधी और उनके एमपीस जबरदस्ती घुस करके अपना शारीरिक प्रदर्शन जो किया है ये बहुत गलत हो गया है पार्लियामेंट अपना शारीरिक ताकत दिखाने का कोई ये प्लेटफॉर्म नहीं है ये कोई कुश्ती का अखाड़ा नहीं है राहुल गांधी ने भारतीय जनता पार्टी के दो एमपीस प्रताप सिंह सारंगी जी और मुकेश राजपूत जी को बहुत बुरी तरह घायल कराया.
Meanwhile, Mr. Gandhi has said when he was trying to go inside Parliament, BJP MPs were trying to stop him. He also alleged that he was pushed and threatened by them. He observed that this was the entrance gate and they have the right to go inside the house.
ये पार्लियामेंट की एंट्रेंस है इसमें मैं अंदर जाने की कोशिश कर रहा था तो बीजेपी के एमपी जो थे वो मुझे ऐसे रोकने की कोशिश कर रहे थे धकेल रहे थे और मुझे धमका रहे थे तो वो हुआ है मगर ठीक है धक्का मुक्की से हमें कुछ होता नहीं है मगर ये एंट्रेंस है पार्लियामेंट हाउस की जी और हमारा अधिकार है अंदर जाने का और बीजेपी के जो मेंबर्स हैं वो हमें अंदर जाने से रोक रहे थे.
Congress MP Shashi Tharoor told the media that the ruling party MPs obstructing the entrance of Parliament violated the instructions issued by the Lok Sabha Speaker. He added that no member should be allowed to block the entrance. Leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, has also alleged that he was physically pushed by some BJP MPs. He has written a letter to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and urged for an inquiry into the incident. Talking to media outside Parliament, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav hit out at the Congress. He accused the Congress of lowering the dignity of Parliament.
संविधान पर बहुत ही डिटेल्ड चर्चा हुई और जिस तरह से कांग्रेस के इतिहास को आज पूरे देश के सामने रखा गया उससे कांग्रेस पूरी तरह से झल्लाई हुई है और जो उनका असली काम करने का तरीका है वो आज सामने आया. किस तरह से उन्होंने हमारे दो सांसदों को धक्का मुक्की करके उनको घायल किया. दोनों सांसद अभी हॉस्पिटल में है. ये संसद की मर्यादा है क्या? ये इस तरह से संसद में काम करने का तरीका होता है?
The government will refer the bills related to One Nation, One Election to the Joint Parliamentary Committee comprising 31 parliamentarians. The proposed JPC will comprise 21 Lok Sabha members and 10 Rajya Sabha members. The bills are officially named as the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill 2024. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the midday news. In Jammu and Kashmir, five terrorists have been killed in an ongoing anti-terrorist encounter with security forces in South Kashmir's Kulgam district this morning. An army spokesperson said two soldiers also suffered injuries and have been evacuated for medical care. Last night, a cordon and search operation was launched in the area on the basis of specific input about the presence of terrorists. Security sources said as the joint forces approached the suspected place in Kader village, the hiding terrorists fired indiscriminately, triggering a fierce gunfight. The army spokesperson said the identity of the killed terrorists is being ascertained. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level security meeting this evening with special emphasis on the situation in Jammu and Kashmir. Lieutenant Governor of Jammu and Kashmir Manoj Sinha will also attend the meeting, which is being held in New Delhi. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Director IB Tapan Deka, Senior Army Officers DGP of Jammu and Kashmir and other senior officers are expected to attend the meeting. The centre has allocated 398 crore rupees for the road development projects in Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari said the fund has been allocated for 19 state district road development projects under the Central Road and Infrastructure Fund during 2024-25. He said these initiatives aim to enhance last mile connectivity in border regions, facilitating seamless access and fostering socio-economic growth across the state. Central Railway has announced plans to run 34 special trains to manage the expected surge in passenger traffic during the Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Mela will be held in Prayagraj from January the 13th to February the 26th. The special trains will operate from various cities including Mumbai, Pune, Nagpur and others to ensure a smooth and efficient journey for pilgrims heading to the event. Bookings for Kumbh Mela special trains will open from the 20th of December at all PRS centres and website www.irctc.co.in. Minister of State for Health Anupriya Patel has said the medical device sector in India is recognised as a sunrise sector because of immense growth potential driven by the country's increasing healthcare needs and emerging market opportunities. Addressing the annual health summit in New Delhi, Ms. Patel said the size of the Indian medical devices sector is estimated to be around $14 billion and it is expected to grow to $30 billion by 2030.
We have been taking several initiatives from time to time, including our regulatory reforms and programs and schemes like PLI or the Medical Devices Park or the new scheme that has come up for the strengthening of this industry, the PRIP scheme, the MedTech Mitra. These are very important initiatives which have been taken by the government and our department to ensure that we give the much desired boost and the fillip to this industry. And I'm sure with the collective efforts of all these stakeholders, which includes the government, along with our industry, our healthcare providers, our researchers, academia, everybody, we can transform India into a medtech powerhouse.
Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava has said that investments in robust healthcare and quality education systems are essential for harnessing the nation's demographic dividend, driving innovation and ensuring sustainable progress. Addressing the annual health summit in New Delhi, Ms. Srivastava noted that India's healthcare agenda focuses on making healthcare affordable, accessible and inclusive for every citizen. She also asked industrialists to contribute towards the government goal of TB Mukt Bharat.
CII has organized this summit, chart out the journey for Viksit Bharat at 2047, and I'm sure that the deliberations will be very useful to us because they've really chosen very relevant topics for the roadmap ahead, and I'm sure that we will get good inputs for our strategy also for Viksit Bharat at 2047. I've also used the occasion to ask them to contribute towards our goal for TB Mukt Bharat, and they have agreed to come forward in a very big way.
Search and rescue operation is underway in the Mumbai boat collision incident, in which 13 persons, including 3 defence personnel, lost their lives yesterday. As per reports, 2 people are missing. Expressing grief over the incident, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees for the kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees assistance for injured individuals. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis has announced that an aid of 5 lakh rupees will be provided to the families of the deceased. According to the Indian Navy, a Navy craft undergoing engine trials lost control and collided with a passenger ferry off Karanja, Mumbai last evening. The U.S. Federal Reserve announced to cut interest rates by 0.25% last night, the third cut this year. The U.S. Central Bank signaled a slower pace of cuts ahead, triggering a sharp sell-off in the key financial markets. The Fed announced in a statement that policymakers voted 11-1 to lower the central bank's key lending rate to between 4.25% and 4.5%. Briefing media about the decision, U.S. Fed Chair Jerome Powell said, while U.S. inflation has eased significantly, however, compared to the U.S. Fed's long-term target of 2%, the level is still high. He added that the Fed was now significantly closer to the end of its current easing cycle.
Inflation has eased significantly over the past 2 years, but remains somewhat elevated relative to our 2% longer-run goal. Longer-term inflation expectations appear to remain well-anchored, as reflected in a broad range of surveys of households, businesses, and forecasters, as well as measures from financial markets. Our monetary policy actions are guided by our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people.
Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty 50 crashed over 1% each in afternoon trade today following the US Fed rate cut outlook. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 930 points to 79,252 and NSE Nifty 50 dropped 241 points to 23,957 when reports last came in. The air quality in the national capital continues to be in the severe category with an average air quality index, AQI of 457 as of 1 p.m. this afternoon. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 450 AQI levels into very poor category. In news just in, both houses of parliament have been adjourned for the day. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Both houses of parliament face adjournments amid ruckus over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's remarks. 5 terrorists killed in encounter with security forces in Kulgam district in Jammu and Kashmir, gunfight still in progress. Government allocates nearly 400 crore rupees for road development projects in Arunachal Pradesh. Central Railway to run 34 special trains in view of Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj next month. And U.S. Federal Reserve slashes interest rates by 0.25% for the third time this year to tackle inflation. And with that, we end the midday news.